Jonathan Burness of Jewish Voice Ministries International tells us about the unique aspect of what they do around the world.
We're a kind of a unique ministry that goes to remote places of the world where there's impoverished Jewish communities that are in need of medical care, dental care, eye care. We're very active in bringing clean water to communities. We work in Ethiopia, we work in Zimbabwe, in Northeast India. We're finding these lost tribes of Israel that are in desperate need, and we also share the gospel to share our faith with them.
Most of the work of Jewish Voice Ministries International is long-term.
Something unique about our ministry is we go into an area and we commit ourselves to work in that community long-term. So, for example, in Ethiopia, we've been there since 1999. When I first went in 1999, I found that there wasn't a single dentist for a 300-mile radius. Now we've been providing dental care so long that we see much better oral conditions. So that's just one example, but we've had incredible opportunities that the Lord's opened for us.
Jonathan Burness of Jewish Voice Ministries International tells us there is a growing appreciation for those who take a stand for the peace of Jerusalem.
There's a growing appreciation in the Jewish community for Christians that really love Israel and the Jewish people. This is a growing phenomenon that some call Christian Zionism. It's just very heartening to Jewish people and Israelis in particular to meet Christians that are really true to God's command to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, to love the Jewish people, and to stand up for Israel.
With a growing appreciation, there is a burgeoning awareness of the connection that Christmas has to Hanukkah.
You also have an awakening of who Jesus is, that Jesus was Jewish, that he's an important figure in Judaism, and there's a reclaiming of Jesus. And in some circles, like the circles that I'm in, Messianic Jewish circles, we believe that he actually is the promised Messiah. So to jump into Christmas and Hanukkah, there's actually a relationship between the two holidays that most people have never even given thought to.
Jonathan Burness gives us a little history to bring clarity to this connection.
The land of Israel was under the captivity of the Seleucid Empire, and he desecrated the temple. And there was a revolt. Israeli military called the Maccabees, defeated the greatest known empire in the world. And the miracle of Hanukkah is that they found enough oil to relight the lampstand in the temple for one day, but it lasted miraculously for eight. If there was no Hanukkah, if there was no victory 165 years before Jesus was ever born, there would have been no Christmas.
The site of where the miracles of Hanukkah took place should be of great importance to Christians.
Hanukkah is the celebration of miracles, the miracle of deliverance from tyranny, the rededication of the temple so that the sacrificial system could begin again. And of course, this is the temple that Jesus, for Christians, this is the temple where Jesus worshiped, where Jesus proclaimed his messiahship.
There is even more significance to the rebuilding of that temple.
That temple was destroyed by the Babylonians, and then a remnant came back 70 years later and rebuilt the temple that was later expanded and beautified by King Herod. And you can go and see the remains of it. The Western Wall, or the Wailing Wall, was the outer Western Wall of this ancient temple, but one of the great wonders of the ancient world, and that is the temple that Jesus ministered in the outer court to the Jews that came from all over the world to worship God.
Jonathan Burness of Jewish Voice Ministries International has a prayer that more Christians would understand this connection.
The roots of Christianity are Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. He is God's salvation to all people. The Messiah, the Savior that Christians worship, is the Jewish Messiah. This understanding of the connection between Hanukkah and Christmas is part of this understanding that the roots of Christianity are Jewish, and this is one message to all people that comes through the Jewish people.
As Hanukkah begins on December 12th, it is important to know the meaning of the ninth candle.
Jesus declared himself to be the light of the world. We have an extra candle that lights the other eight each day, and that's called the Shamash. It's the servant candle. What does that represent for Christians? Jesus is the servant that lays down his life, that serves the others and lights the other candles, and now Christians become the light of the world. Hanukkah is a great celebration for Christians, and Christmas is an important moment for Jews.
Here's how to get more information from Jonathan Bernis of Jewish Voice Ministries International.
We have lots of information on our website. It's a simple site. It's just jewishvoice.org. Jewish Voice, one word, .org.
This is John Clemens reporting.